Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. More extreme weather is on the way for California. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
While another atmospheric river moves in, communities are scrambling to sandbag, repair levees, and prepare for even more power outages while still cleaning up from the last round of extreme weather.
When you look around at the wreckage, the rebuilding looks like an arduous process.
The storms this week have claimed at least six lives, including a toddler who died when a redwood tree fell on the family home.
Kevin McCarthy is the new Speaker of the House. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports he had to do a lot of wheeling and dealing to get enough votes.
In order to grab the gavel, the new Speaker made several concessions, including making it easier for any member to oust him and giving his more conservative Republican opponents two seats on the Rules Committee.
He gave up a lot of his powers and influence.
Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Does anybody believe that Republicans will suddenly reunify when we get to all these controversial policy issues they're planning to cover? I suspect the fighting will be even fiercer.
Those six holdouts have already said they're not going to authorize an increase in America's credit limit without specific spending cuts.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's breathing on his own, speaking on his own, and now Instagramming as well. He posted a thank you for all the overwhelming love.
Hamlin also said in that post that this will only make him stronger, and he asked everyone to continue praying for him. Now, his team says while he's still in critical condition, he's breathing on his own, and his neurological function is excellent.
At CBS's Michael George. In El Paso, Texas today, an immigration rally. Organizers showing support for the rights and dignity of refugees, migrants, and border communities. Border Network for Human Rights Executive Director Fernando Garcia.
It's in the interest of politicians not to fix the immigration system that is woefully broken and has been broken for many, many years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin had declared a ceasefire during Orthodox Christmas, but shelling continued in the Ukrainian town of Bakhmut. Meantime, the U.S. is sending more aid to Ukraine to help in the fight. The package is over $3 billion.
If I had a million dollars.
Well, how about a billion dollars? Snow Mega Williams winner in last night's drawing. So the jackpot is now $1.1 billion. If someone wins it this time, it would be the third largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. The drawing is Tuesday night. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
9 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin, live from the Double Radio Studios. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. On a Saturday night. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay, here with Rocker and Terry Barr. It's
hello.
Time for Live in the Devil's Lair, Terry.
Ooh, this is so exciting.
It is. Live in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Rocker, order your tomato pie and mine right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, hailing from Baraboo, La Crosse, and other points in Wisconsin, Charlie Boy has emerged from four bros just out of high school to a band releasing their debut EP in 2022. Here with us tonight in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, are the members of Charlie Boy, Keegan, Kaya, Owen, and Sam. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yay, we are so happy you're here. Yeah.
You got a rock band in the radio station, man.
Isn't this incredible? Oh, we'll bring you a little live peek at these guys when they're playing, too. But keep it here for all the great music for an hour of Charlie Boy.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Charlie Boy, and that kind of includes me, tell us your backstory. Tell us about Charlie Boy.
Well, we have gone through a slew of members in the past 5 years. This is the final form of Charlie Boy here. Fortunate to have us all together now. Yeah, Keegan and I started playing together about 5 years ago with a couple other guys. Since then, we've just accumulated the songs and the members that we have.
Was that up in La Crosse?
That was in Baraboo. I lived in Baraboo. He lived in Reedsburg
at that time. And in high school. You were all still in high school when you were already jamming together. Yeah. That's incredible. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so where does the name... You haven't changed the name. It's been the same name. So where does the name Charlie Boy come from?
Actually, we have changed the name.
Oh, okay. But give us the story.
Charlie Boy is the name of our cat.
Oh.
I love it already.
Yes.
I knew Jimmy would love that.
Okay. And it's that simple.
It is, yeah. Okay. That simple.
Is the kitty social? Does he or she like to come out and...
Hang when you jam?
Yeah.
Or rehearse?
Yeah, he loves the attention. Loves aww. The
y'all have to speak up on these microphones, please, so that people can hear you.
Yeah, he's a sociable one. He loves it. Loves the company.
Nice.
So one of those kind of cats that like pushes everything off tables?
Oh, no, he's great. He's the best. Wouldn't see him doing that.
Big cuddly boy.
You can, you know what? If you play your cards right, like Kelsey Miles did, you could take the cat on tour to shows and you could win a mama.
And her cat's name is Rhodey. And Rhodey, the cat, won Rhodey of the Year a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Just giving you a little idea.
We can make that cat famous.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Well, let's get to some live music here with Charlie Boy. We have like a full band. We got amplifiers and everything. This is the biggest band we've had in the Devil's Lair so far. The first song you're going to play for us tonight, it has not been released. It's brand new.
Ooh.
It's called Curmudgeon. I mean, is this a song about an uncle?
It is about the curmudgeon in all of us.
All right.
Let's hear it.
You guys ready? All right.
It's Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio.
Dark, we are
dancing, but here right now, nobody moves in the dark. We are dancing, but here right now, nobody moves.
Awesome. That's Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
On fire. Good job, you guys.
Thank you. Cats.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
So last year, Charlie Boy released an EP called More Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that EP, and because we're going to hear some songs off from that album tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. That one was a long time coming. We had those songs for a while and just, you know, I had to get it out. Had the band we were with, and so on. Yeah, that was March.
What? First of all, where did you record the EP at?
We recorded in a home studio, actually, of a friend of ours, John Swami. Okay. He did the recording for us at a great deal, super awesome, and it was very intimate.
What was the vibe like with this? With obviously DIY a little bit, get some help from some pros on the outside, but what was the vibe like in the room when you're all recording?
It was tense sometimes.
That'll happen.
Oh, yeah. Please share.
Frustrated sometimes, but for the most part, it was, like Kaya said, it was really intimate. It was nice to be like in what felt like our practice space. You know, we were shoeless on some nice rugs.
Nice.
What city was that studio in?
I think technically Reedsburg, but right outside Baraboo.
Okay.
Baraboo.
Yeah, Swami's great. He's a good guy. These songs are your original songs, too, and I don't think we can emphasize that enough sometimes. What does that mean to you, that you are putting these out there?
It's kind of daunting. a lot of opinions to be had. You know, you kind of got to overlook it and try to be... I don't know. You find it good.
Yeah.
That's how it's been.
It's a great outlet for sure.
Good. Good. Is it feeling like you're almost sort of living a dream? I love the look on all of your faces.
Working towards a dream. Little by little. Yeah.
Definitely feel lucky.
Oh, you know, good.
Oftentimes.
We sound terrific.
We're currently in chapter four of this dream tonight. Hour four. Well, that joke didn't land.
Good try. I think we all got it, but we were like, what?
Well, let's hear a song from the Mora Flora EP. It was released last year. We are live with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Pilot. Tell us a little bit about this song before you play it.
It's kind of... this is like the newest, I think, of the of More Flora. It came late. It was like we had a jam for literally years, but the lyrics kept changing, like the melodies, everything completely. It was just a really satisfying song to like know that we're done with it.
Let's check it out right now. It's Pilot from Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Me neither.
We always say, this is live radio.
Okay.
All right.
I'm good. Mm-hmm.
second soul. From here on, I'll be an upstanding servant to God. Honesty of peace, that's variety. It's frightening, so do fight it. At this junction, I'm stepping outside. Present and peeking, calmly deceiving. So right now the current pace seems a little bizarre. Coiled in what matters most, saving every second's hard. You fight it, you and I win, dancing outside.
Board live in the Devil's Lair.
What a groove.
What a groove. Mm-hmm. And I gotta tell you, I love the vocals that I'm hearing here.
Yeah.
I was almost surprised because they're kind of strong and powerful.
And she's
like
teeny tiny.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, let's get to know the band a little bit better. And let's start with Kaya. Tell us how you got started in music. And hey, are your parents Bob Marley fans? Because that's my favorite album of, like, you know, all Bob Marley albums.
That's awesome. Some people don't even know about it, so thank you. They are.
I did not notice. What shirt is it?
I got started in music very early, thanks to my father here. I was always just naturally inclined to want to be a part of it, and I loved singing forever. That helped.
Wait, who's your father?
Yeah, tell us.
Derek Romneris.
Oh, wait, this guy standing in the middle of the room with, like, mixing all the sound, and
I think he just blew our minds already.
Derek, I didn't even know, so you know, we're finding out new stuff about the band
here
right now. Well, because, like, my follow-up question, like, my follow-up, so it's like, follow with, are your parents supportive of your, you know, musical career?
A little bit.
Most times
I think
I
he
am.
Likes it.
Oh, Derek just said most of the time.
Most times.
Sounds like there's a story there, but I don't know if you want to get into that.
And for those of you listening, Derek is running sound right now for us. And it's sounding good.
And there are pictures on the socials already, some video, and there will be more ahead. So that's awesome.
So how did you get into music? Like, what inspired you? Like, what, I mean, your dad was playing music, but was there some kind of, you know, a certain band, or was it his music? Like, what made you want to pick up a guitar or start to sing?
I have to add, too, to his question, you've seen what it takes, you know, with your dad getting out there and playing with bands and doing all this, and you were still thinking, I still want to do this.
I don't know if it was so much a band or a certain group, more as, like, it was the outlet for me. I was always it was a good way to express myself, and it was a natural enjoyment for me. Immediately, I obviously sang along with him often, but when I started meeting other musicians my age, like Keegan here, and being able to focus on collaborative groups of my own is when it really started to inspire me to learn more about it and push myself.
We're glad you are. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's stick with names that start with K and get to Keegan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keegan, tell us your story. How did you get into music? And also, you know, maybe put in there, you know, were your parents supportive of your musical upbringing as well?
My parents were definitely both, they were both supportive. That was never an issue. I was always fond of music and just started playing guitar, I guess, out of probably boredom. But, you know, I haven't stopped, and got to meet some great other musicians to play with. Made it pretty easy to, you know, want to keep playing.
We've got a skill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also write songs as well, in addition to guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Is
primary songwriter of the group.
Now we know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So as the primary songwriter of the group, where are you drawing? Are you going to Charlie Boy the Cat to draw your inspiration in?
Pretty much.
Where's your content coming from?
Well, to say primary, I don't know. I don't own that title. I'd say Kaya's just as much.
We like to assign things here on Saturday nights to bands. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Never mind.
Jimmy, you're just falling flat all over now.
So, no, you were telling...
We're laughing.
You were telling us where you get your inspiration for songwriting. Like, what triggers, oh, hey, I got to write a song about this.
Yeah, I mean, do you carry around a notepad, or do you put it on your phone?
On my phone. I just use the Notes app, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty good app to use for notes. nothing specific, I don't think, you know.
He's just quietly funny, isn't he?
growing up, people I've met, et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't say that I have, like, a muse or anything.
Okay.
So we said that you were a little ways from four bros playing in high school, but how far away from high school are you guys?
I am 4 years out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, graduated 2018. Owen, our drummer, is still in high school. He's still a high school bro. He is.
Oh my god.
He's 16.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get past the bouncer with the he has a really good
That's
idea.
Why Derek has to go along and be like the adult of the band.
Oh, that's great.
There's a rule: if he's working, he's on the bill, he's good.
Yeah, right.
Ah, okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, in a band that I was in once, my mom, Mama Rocker, she used to pose as our guitar player's mom because he was only 17 when we were playing in the bars. She'd be like, oh, no, I'm his mom. Uh-huh. Wink,
what,
wink.
What about the rest of you as far as, like, where you're at, high school, college, or just...
I'm a year and a half out of college.
Ah, not...
High school.
Okay,
high school.
Oh, yeah.
Right now I do Berkeley Online.
Okay, oh, good for you. Oh, wow.
And we I don't think we can hear him, but...
he does Berkeley Online.
Well, we have...
Yeah,
we have,
so he's in college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be awesome. Talking to him by the next break, so maybe we can
get a little more.
Repair that. And right now, get to some live music. with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is another unreleased nugget. It's called Tof. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tell us why Tof is spelled with a PH. And tell us about that song before you play
it. And is it Tof?
Man. You could call it Tof, Tof. Whatever, however you read that word, that's what it is to you. That's good.
What was it when you wrote it?
I guess I'm going to steal a tidbit of what Keegan said and say people I know and growing up and just personal experience.
Makes sense.
Let's check it out right now. Is Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Constellation score all the more the implications back for poor. Sobbing tough, I hate to meet, pretty need everything sweet need to subside. Styles, playful minds, killing time, trying to lie. I won't miss you much. Felt alive, still inclined. Coming home, let's lay down. The ladder in the bag, took his bag and took our stand. Just linger on your slow is fast night. Been direct, not coming to.
Yes. Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair. I think that's my favorite song so far you played tonight. I like that one a lot.
And thank you.
So is it Toff or Toff? I know you're giving options, but how was it when you...
I call it Toff.
Toff. Then we shall call it Toff going forward. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to stop talking for a while. I will tell you, before I stop talking, that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also by the Starkweather Brewing Company. Starkweather Brewing Company is a community-focused gathering place serving food, brewing beer on historic Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side. Get the latest selection at starkweatherbrewingcompany.com. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up next. Stick around.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Broadcasting all up and down the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you check out the webpage, civicmedia.us, for all the podcasts and archives of all the shows here at the Network Rocker. It's some good stuff. We just heard the promo for the Up North News. I love those guys in the mornings here on Civic Media. It's pretty cool.
Jimmy, we're here in the Devil's Lair with Charlie Boy. And we're going to keep learning who is in the band Charlie Boy. So let's give the drummer some. We just heard, Owen, he's still in high school, but a really good drummer. Owen, what is your musical background and story that brings you to this moment?
Okay. So I started playing drums when I was 10.
Oh boy.
Because I wanted to start a band with some friends in fifth grade. So I asked my mom for a drum set for Christmas. And then I've been practicing all the time. And here I am.
How'd you get in Charlie Boy? Tell us how you kind of came to be in this band.
Well, my mom knows Kaya's dad, and the rest of it, I had nothing to do with.
Oh, no. He's a humble drummer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You gotta love that. Well, and I gotta tell you, you know, most people know, but Rocker, who just asked you about the drumming question, is also a drummer in a band, and for him to say that you're really good, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what are your hopes as you kind of move forward with this? You gonna stick with it, and what do you hope happens with the band?
I hope that this band gets big enough to where I don't have to have another job.
You know? Yeah,
the dream.
Yeah, that's it right there for me.
I like it. Good for you. All right, guess what, Sam? You knew this was coming your way. Okay, how did you get to where you are right now?
Well, I started listening to a guy named Willie Porter when I was 9.
Oh, Willie Porter out of Milwaukee. Yep,
he's one of the biggest influences.
Yes.
And I started off playing guitar, and I stopped playing guitar. I still play every now and then, but bass is my primary instrument now since I joined Charlie Boy. And yeah, I've been playing since I was 9. Play music almost every day, and it's my pride and joy.
That's awesome.
How did you find this band? How did you get into the band?
I got in the band because I'm friends with Keegan's dad. I worked with him at Subway.
This is like the best story.
It almost sounds like the parents colluded.
Yeah, yeah.
Our first practice was about a year ago.
Okay.
And we just clicked. And now I live with him.
Oh my gosh. This is better than the Partridge Family, you know?
That's true, yeah.
And you're in college, you said.
Just online college. I take some courses.
That's awesome, especially when you're devoting time to this as well.
What are you learning? What are you going for? What do you want to do?
I'm not really going for anything. I take a few classes, like lyric writing classes and bass performance classes, but I just plan on being a musician for the rest of my life.
And you're Berkeley, you said, and it's known to be a great music school. Mm-hmm. So congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, a little trivia around Madison. Anybody remember the band Old Skull?
Old Skull.
I've heard of that name.
Old Skull was a band, and they were all young kids, and they starred in this Steve Vai video on MTV, but they're from Madison, and they were all young teenagers or maybe even almost below teenagers, but their parents from the Tar Babies and a couple bands around Madison, they were all parents, and they got these kids together. And the band was called Old Skull, and they actually got huge. It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's correct. See?
But yeah, parents colluding, Jimmy.
Parents colluding. Hey, anybody can answer this question. Just jump in. But in school, and particularly high school, is music the classes? Do the teachers, the counselors encourage people to get into those music classes? And are they pretty accessible?
Yes. Yes, they are.
That's great.
Yeah. That's our drummer. And which high school are you going to?
Baraboo High School.
Okay. Right. And I've always heard both Baraboo and Reedsburg have great music programs.
Yeah, I would say it's fun for sure. I'm in T-Bird band, so it's essentially just marching band.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's a handful of good bands that come out of Baraboo. There was the Dead Apples, there was the Blacker Brothers band.
Fox.
Old Soul Society. I don't know who those guys are.
Yeah, that guy. I think
I've heard of them once.
good stuff. And did the rest of you, did you all play in band in high school, or were you already like doing your own thing?
I was in choir.
I was in band. Yeah, I played clarinet all middle school and high school. I was also in T-Bird marching band, actually.
Oh, that's good. good. I love marching band.
I personally did not, unfortunately, wanted to, never did.
One of the cool kids.
Yeah. I was in the smoking area.
Marching bands are fun to watch, but to have to march with a tuba, that's hard work right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate to have played clarinet.
Well, you're still marching, so that's exercise, and I'm against that.
My favorite part is the little holders that they have for the music, and, uh-uh. and like this, oh, these yeah. little miniature music pieces that they're able to
Oh, Rocker, my marching band, we had to learn it by memory.
What?
Yeah, we even played a Packers band or a Packers game.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. What instrument did you play, Terry?
I played saxophone.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome
Sadly,
instrument.
It's in the basement. It's just sad in the little case in the basement.
I am making a note that we're going to talk about Terry's saxophone playing next
Stop,
week.
Stop, because you know what's going to happen to you. You're going to sing.
Yeah. The K in Jimmy K stands for karaoke. Well, let's get back to yes, live music please. With Charlie Boy here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is from the Mora Flora EP, mm-hmm. and it's called Pink. I'm sensing a little mix of red and white here. Tell us about this song before you play.
I love this song, by
Pink
the way.
It is inspired by the love I feel for my people.
Oh. That's all we need wow. right there.
You are to the point.
Yes.
And deep. I mean, she makes you think. She says a couple words and you're kind of like, oh, wow. All
there right. are iron in my words.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's live in the Devil's Lair. It's Charlie Boy on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you. Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, Charlie Boy, first of all, you all came in last second today. We really appreciate it. We want to send our thoughts out to Michael Massier. We'll get him back on. Hope he feels better. And next week here in the Devil's Lair, rocker Jordan Story's coming here, man.
Oh, you guys have been talking about
this. Yeah, and he has some brand new music, and he's going to be playing it for us live in the Devil's Lair.
Is he bringing a big old piano?
Geez, I hope not.
Dave Adler with the 88 keyboard. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm bringing a grand piano.
Oh, geez, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm. You'd have to have it out in our living room again where the drummer is this evening.
We can do that now. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting some text responses right now. It sounds great, is one text to me. The mix sounds amazing, another text.
Derek. Thank you, Derek.
I'll let you know what else I hear, but this is terrific. How about it?
I'm blown away that he's a dad here. I mean, I knew he was a dad. Dennis, no disrespect.
Yeah,
right?
You got little kids at home or what, you know?
Well, and I have to say, you know, I've done, luckily, a lot of interviews with Derek. And he's always talked about this daughter that is really talented in music. Hello, yeah.
So I rep these guys, and a lot of times when I'm like, yeah, I have to tell people, I bring it up that she's my daughter, and then people are like, oh, my kid this and that, and I'm like, no, seriously, I'm not an everybody gets a ribbon person. I wouldn't put my kid through that if I didn't think she was up for the, yes, for the task,
yep,
you know?
Yeah.
And they're really legitimately good. That's why I work with them.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you, Derek.
Oh!
Love you, Derek.
Thanks, Daddy.
Aww.
We'll be right back after this hug break here.
Yes. Let's hug it out.
Group hug. All right, we got about 10 minutes here.
No,
rocker.
See, this hour goes so fast,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do people keep up with you guys? You guys are working on all kinds of things, but you're pretty active on the socials too, so fill us in.
So we are on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'd say we are, you know, semi prevalent for now. We're working on our album at the moment. Right now all we have on Spotify is a 5-song EP. He mentioned More Flora. Mm-hmm. I guess I listen to it on Spotify. It's also on Apple Music, YouTube, the works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a link tree, but I'd say those three mentioned things are our primary socials. Yeah.
I'd agree.
We're at Charlie Boy.
Yes.
Charlie Boy TV.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Boy TV.
And the band.
Let's get into the next song here. What's the name of this next song here?
This next one is Grodd.
Is this a song about solidified gruel?
Close. Ice cream.
It is.
Ice cream?
I kid you not.
You're pretty close there, rocker.
Sometimes, Jimmy, the arrow hits the target.
Oh, man.
It's Charlie Boy live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Shelling rang out in Ukraine when there was supposed to be a ceasefire. CBS's Ian Lee is in Kyiv.
The sights and sounds of a shattered promise in Bakhmut. Moscow declared the guns would fall silent, a unilateral ceasefire. But as Ukraine celebrated Orthodox Christmas, Russia's artillery rang in the holiday. I think the Russians are tricking us about the ceasefire, she says. If someone makes a promise, they must fulfill it. But trusting Russian President Vladimir Putin is a dangerous gamble.
Out west, the story's the weather with even more devastating rain on the way. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
There hasn't been much of a break in the rain, and it looks like it's going to be raining for the next week or so. So increased river flows, flooding is likely. Some of the reservoirs are getting full. The ground is saturated. So anytime we have any of the rain, high winds, we're going to have trees fall down, and we're going to definitely have some disruption to the power.
There's finally a new Speaker of the House. Our Christina Ruffini reports.
The next Speaker of the 118th Congress, Kevin McCarthy.
After 4 days, 14 failed votes, and a furious Friday night negotiation.
For the 15th and God willing, the final time, Kevin McCarthy.
The Speaker is in the House.
I knew it took a couple extra days.
At one point Friday night, tensions were so high, Alabama Republican Mike Rogers made a move to confront Florida's Matt Gaetz, one of McCarthy's loudest Republican critics, as a colleague held him back.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is feeling the love. He posted on Instagram for the first time since collapsing on the field. He wrote, "The love has been overwhelming." CBS's Christian Benavides with how the NFL will show its support.
Commissioner Roger Goodell announced that this weekend all NFL teams will wear Love for Damar 3 t-shirts during pregame warmups.
All the clubs are also holding a pregame moment of support, and Hamlin's number 3 is painted on each field. In Hawaii, the Kilauea volcano is erupting again.
We saw that Mauna Loa was erupting, and we decided to take the opportunity of Christmas break to come down here because my husband is a geologist, so we thought, well, it's perfect. Unfortunately, that stopped erupting, but now we got this surprise at the end of our trip.
That's Kara Dalton. Her and her husband got to see the volcano erupt while visiting from Chicago. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Overnight, under overcast skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. Lows level off around 14. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Call the Devil's Advocate.
You are listening.